This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Grizzly.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to today's episode of North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we're here with Todd and Kelly Willoughby of American Street Machines, Inc. Kelly and Todd, how are y'all?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Stacey?
Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. So happy to have you guys on today. Just the name of your business alone has my curiosity piqued, American Street Machines. Can't wait to hear all about it. So actually, Todd, if you'll go ahead and get started by telling us about your business.
Well, we are a classic car dealer, classic muscle car dealer in Lilburn, Georgia. You know, we started this, I started this back in 2003. Got sick of the corporate world and decided, you know what, I'm going to get into what I love, which is classic cars. And I know I have a lot of knowledge of muscle cars, you know, so it's been a fun business. I buy, sell, consign, trade. I locate cars for all kinds of collectors and clients. I've got a whole book of references of collectors around here that I've sold their cars for, found cars for. And, you know, it just love the car community. You know, this is a great market for cars here in the Southeast.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads us into the next question. You touched on it. You said that you got tired of being in the corporate world and decided to get into what you love. And, you know, it's my experience that people that are doing what they love and they're passionate about are the best businesses to do business with, you know, it's authentic. So that kind of transitions us into the next question, which is, you know, tell listeners about your journey, you know, about your journey into American Street Machines.
Well, you know, I was the kid that grew up that always had my face in a magazine, you know, reading about cars and what made certain cars rare. And, you know, the big horsepower cars, the Camaros, the stuff in the late 60s, early 70s. And, you know, I worked in the corporate world for a while after college, and I had to get back into cars because that's what I grew up with. And so, you know, when I first started American Street Machines, I really didn't have a building or anything yet. I just started with the local car community here in Atlanta. I was brand new to Atlanta, moved here from California, and just decided, you know what, this is what I'm going to chase. You know, I turned down a corporate job and just started going to meeting at car clubs and car meets and everything and meeting everyone. And everyone kind of caught on that I had a lot of knowledge in the industry. So I started American Street Machines and it took off from there.
And you said that was in 2003 that you started? Was that correct?
Yes, 2003. Awesome. Yeah.
So this is 20 years was this year.
Yes. Yeah.
How exciting. Well, are there any, myths or misconceptions that you'd like to clear up with listeners about your industry or about your business in particular?
Well, you know, the one of the biggest things is, you see the auctions on TV, you see the Mecum auctions and the Barrett Jackson auctions where people are getting 200,000, 300,000 for their classic Camaro or something, you know, and then they think that they can't afford one because they see how much they sell for on TV.
That is a really great point, Todd, because I have seen those shows and I'm not, you know, I don't have much experience with cars at all. And I've even seen those shows and they are going for so much money that I would have thought that too. So yeah, expand on that. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, there are cars out in the market that, of course, they're a collector car. There's only, say, 60, 67 of them made, and those are going to go for a lot of money, you know, but there are cars that are affordable. You're looking for a 69 Camaro. You don't need a Z28 that's going to be $125,000. You can get a 69 Supersport for, you know, around $60, $65,000. Plus, they have 144-month financing on these cars, so you don't have to throw all the money out on them right off the bat. You know, you can finance these cars that long.
I didn't know there was any such thing as 100. Did you say 144 month financing? Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's classic, because they're classic. Is that what makes them, you know, qualify for that long of a term?
Yeah, it's a collector car. So they know you're not going to be driving it every day. It's a collector car that you have parked and you take it out for shows. That's why your insurance is cheaper. You can get longer financing, everything on them.
Oh, well, that's good information for the public, for sure. I had no idea that you get a financing for that long, but it does make sense. You know, if they're not really driving it, they're more, it's a collector's item. Well, so shifting gears just a little bit. What do you guys do for fun when you're not working?
For fun. So we are in the car culture world, obviously. We love cars. We talked about this is a business we do because we love the industry. So even for fun, we just love the fast life, right? So we have a 77 Hallett jet boat, a classic boat. We call it Loud and Proud because it has a huge of it. It can be seen in our social media, but we ride our jet boat. We go to, like this past week, we went to Daytona to have fun with our family. Also, they have a big car show called the Rod Run. So I, like I said before, we're always working. Ha ha ha. But what we do is we love. So we're always dealing, you know, with fast life, fun stuff, and just enjoying our life right now. You know, at our age, at this point of our life, we want to have fun. We also have to work. So we're trying to work hard, play hard. That's our motto.
It's a great motto to have, too. I love that. Loud and Proud. That's a good name.
We also have our own, our personal vehicles are classic cars. So I own a 68 LS3 Resto My Camaro personally. And then we have a 89 dually square body lowered with a 454 motor. So we are motorheads. Like you're saying, honey, what'd you say about it?
We're always shifting gears and burning rubber.
Is that the family motto?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, speaking of family, with the mom, I know that you guys are family owned and operated, which always resonates with me really well. And I know the audience too. So tell us a little bit about yours.
We are family owned and operated. So myself and my husband, and we, you know, I've had a business for 30 years that was family owned and operated in my previous marriage. So I'm in the car industry for 30 years, both family owned and operated businesses. So over 30 years experience in the car industry. And I truly believe in family owned and operated, whether it's any business, small businesses, in any industry. It means you have better personal service, better you know, service in general, and you can speak to the owners. And that just means a lot and resonates a lot with the community because you're talking to the owners one-on-one. Any questions, concerns, you're being directly with them instead of with someone else. So that we both believe is your heart and soul's in it, you know,
absolutely.
And that's huge.
I could not agree more, you know, and I love it, you know, when to see, you know, married couples like yourselves, you know, that are in business together, you know, and so you work hard and you play hard. And what was that family motto one more time? Say that one, say it again.
Shifting gears and burn rubber.
Shifting gears and burning rubber, and y'all are doing it together. And like you said, if you know that their heart and souls are in it, if it's a family operated business. So I support and applaud y'all for that. Well, we're going to shift gears again, Todd. I'm not going to burn any rubber, but we are going to shift gears into something a little bit more serious here. Is there a hardship or a challenge that you faced in life, you know, that you, now you can say for having been through that difficult experience, you are better for it today?
Yeah, I would have to say I did have to shut American Street Machines down at one point in time. I went through a very bitter divorce with three young children, and that was a real hard time, real rough time in my life. And you know, I kind of had to go a different direction for a little while. You know that, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. You go through a divorce, you own a business, and you know, you lose just about everything, you know, so you have to find another avenue to go down for a little while, you know. And that's kind of made me stronger because, you know, raising three small children after a divorce and you know, everything was on me. I kind of had to refocus my time on my children, but it made me focus even harder on getting something started again, in the car industry, and something that I could bring my children to and help, you know, have them help me build, you know. So that, yeah, everyone goes through a hardship, and divorce, I'm sure, is probably about 90% of Americans at this point in time.
I know. I think that the statistic at one time was 60%. And I think that that has to have gone up. But, you know, so that's the interesting thing that you say there, you know, Kelly, you've also, you said in a previous marriage, you know, that you were in this industry, and it is a little bit unusual to have a woman. And I'm super proud to support this, you know, to have a woman so involved in such a male dominated, you know, industry. So you having that experience, having been through a divorce yourself with children involved, and then, you know, and then the two of you meeting, and then both having such a love for cars, and then to refocus that together into a business and build it together. That's really cool. That's definitely a really great example of how a hardship can, you know, make you stronger, as you said, and then also make your business stronger. And then now together, you guys are thriving. So congratulations. That's a
100%. I mean, the knowledge we both have together. I was in the repair industry side. He's in the sales side. So our knowledge together has really made a great combination, and support system is fantastic, obviously, this way. So I can certainly say that this has been a great thing we've done together, and it's going to work out perfect for the community and for us, and just be a great combo.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I know, Kelly, you know, we've had you on in the past with the real estate side of things that you're involved in. And then to have you guys both here together and to see the dynamics between the two of you as a pairing for this business. I love it. I'm fully on board. I will shift gears and burn rubber with y'all.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, guys, is there anything else that you want listeners to know about your business, about American Street Machines, Inc.?
Sure. I think a very important part of this that sets it apart from other community stuff is that I actually coordinate and help. I'm a huge part of the community in our area. So a lot of charities, local charities, that's also the key. They are local in our communities. They stay in the communities. I coordinate car shows, golf tournaments. They call me the hostess with the mostest. So I help out, and I help. I have a duplicatable car show that is a 4-hour program that people, you know, just, hey, I have a charity. Can you do a fundraiser for me as a car show? And there it is. So it's ready and willing to go. So I have different avenues. We talk about real estate. I do focus on veterans and seniors and also cancer. So, and that, and the car and the real estate world, and this all goes together. You know, supporting these charities, you know, veterans own vehicles and they also own homes. So, you know, both our businesses can work together, and these car shows and fundraisers work together also. And I love being a part of my community. We have parades coming up. So part of my background, I grew up in Tucker, and Tucker's known for their Tucker Days parades and all that. So I was sitting in the lap of Mr. Kofor. So Kofor Brothers is huge in Tucker. And I would wave, you know, out there as a baby, as like 3 years old. My dad worked for them, and they're huge in the car community in Tucker. And so parades, car shows was part of my life back in the day. So it just has grown into me now as an adult, enjoying giving back to the community, being involved, as well as these local awesome charities that we have in our community that people don't know about. So the more we spread love about it and information about it as American Street Machines and with the other things I do, it's awesome.
Yeah. And that was a big part. And I haven't shared this with our audience yet in this podcast, but that was a big part of why I was so excited to have you guys on, is because I do know how much you guys give back to the community in the form of service, you know, and, you know, monetarily, but more so just using your business and doing these car shows and different, you know, charitable events. And, you know, you guys do give so much to the community. And I appreciate that as someone who really loves our community as well. So that's a huge part of why I wanted you guys on here. So I'm happy to spread the love and get the word out. Tell us one more time, or tell our listeners where your actual brick and mortar dealership is. Gosh, you guys have a nice 8,500 square foot dealership now. So tell our listeners where that is one more time.
We have an all indoor showroom in Lilburn, Georgia. We're 5395.
Dealership wasn't the right word. I think I used dealership as the wrong word. Showroom.
Oh, that's okay. It's a dealership. It is. But it's an all indoor showroom. We got lots of nice shiny cars, lots of eye candy to look at. You know, you can always look at our stuff online at AmericanStreetMachinesInc.com. Or, you know, if you got any questions about a car you own or you're looking for, you can reach me at 770-427-VET. You know, the dealership is at 5395 Webb Parkway in Lilburn, Georgia. And call and make an appointment. Come check out some cool stuff. We also encourage all the local car clubs to let us host your meeting. You know, we got a nice facility here that your car club is more than welcome to come and use our facility for your meetings. We encourage you to.
That sounds like a really good idea. That would also be very fitting, right? Having a car club meeting at your at your location. Guys, it has been such a pleasure having you both on today. I can't wait to come see the showroom myself, and everyone else is going to be just as excited as I am, I know. So thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you so much, Todd. It has been absolutely wonderful, and I'll see you guys both soon. Thanks for being on the show.
All right.
Thank you,
Stacy.
You're welcome, guys. That's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacy Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.